All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Up next on Game Day Uncensored is Radio.com NFL insider Michael Lombardi. You can listen to his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on Radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. As always, insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Well, he is the host of one of my favorite podcasts out there, the GM Shuffle, also radio.com. He's always good for a good opinion and good conversation. Mike Lombardi joins us. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. It's good to be here.
So, two things. One is just, I got to ask you, please do not swear less on the podcast. I beg you. Do not. It is my...
You got to talk to my wife. She's got to... She called me up this week and said, you know, there were four F-bombs in the first 10 minutes, and... Certainly, you know, I mean, I got grandkids to worry about, but it's just, you know, I got passionate about a subject, and being Italian, you tend to get passionate about things, and the next thing you know, it all just falls apart.
I love it, especially when we're talking about ineptitude in the NFL, so I dig it. I guess let's just kind of look back before we look forward. Just real quick, because I had a base take, and I know you covered it on the pod a little bit. I just thought the Jalen Ramsey trade was stink for both sides. It was bad for both sides. So how does a deal like that even come to fruition where both sides don't realize we're screwing ourselves?
Well, I think there's a little disorganization, or, you know, how do you want to say it, between there's too many layers in the Jacksonville Jaguars. You got Tom Coughlin, who's the king of all football. You got the head coach. You got David Caldwell, who carries the title general manager. I believe the head coach actually thought this trade was never going to happen. The head coach was told by the owner he didn't want to make the trade, right? So that put that to bed. And then 2 days later, whether it was through some debating or convincing by the general manager or Tom Coughlin, the guys traded. And let's face it, for a 15th, let's say the Rams have a bad year and they finish 16th overall in the draft, and then they have a good year and they're 25th. You're not going to get a good corner at 15 and 26. It's going to be hard to do that. So I don't see how Jacksonville wins, and I really don't think the Rams win, because they're going to have to pay this guy, make him one of the top paid players in the league, to go along with four other guys that they made the top paid player in the league.
And Mike, they're 5 years without a first round pick, and you said it this week. The NBA doesn't even allow you to do it. I've never seen a team in my life go 5 years without a first round pick.
I mean, it's remarkable, right? And the Yankees have tried to do this in the past. We've seen it. The one thing you have to do in sports is observe other sports, right? You've got to be a connoisseur of other organizations and how they behave and how they win and why they lose. The Yankees try to do this, eliminate their farm system, put no resources in their farm system, and sign free agents. It didn't work. It didn't work. And it's never going to work. You've got to develop talent from within. You've got to have a core foundation. And if you don't have that going within your organization, and you could say, well, the first-round picks don't really make it. Well, they might not make it, but they're going to make you a better team, and you have depth. Right now, the Rams don't have any depth.
Mike, you're big on misidentification. You were railing on the Jags, which I was applauding in my vehicle, because they ruined their whole franchise with Bortles. So take me through this. Is I understand the ownership situation is not great in Denver, but how long is John Elway going to get away with this? Flacco on Thursday night, blank stare, hey, here comes the pressure, not going to get rid of it. How long can he get away with his several brutal selections to be the quarterback of the Broncos?
I mean, he makes $12 million a year doing that job. $12 million. He's one of the highest paid people in the NFL. I actually think he makes more than Belichick. Believe that or not. Think about that.
I don't want to. It makes me sick.
Yeah, and so he gets away with it because he's John Elway, because he's allowed to, because nobody in Denver has enough guts to stand up on the table and say, we're bad, we stink. Like, I'm going to write a column for The Athletic this week about how they should just trade. They should rebuild their franchise, because it's over. They have no chance. Flacco's not good enough. They weren't good enough on defense. Von Miller's not the same player he once was. You can't feel his presence on that football field. Something's wrong within that organization. And I think you know, I think it starts at the top. Look, Garrett Bowles is not a left tackle. If he was playing in a Pee Wee League game, he would have got benched. You can't play and hold. You've got to be able to play the game without getting penalties. If you get penalties, you're going to stand next to me. And yet they tolerate it. And there's an old saying, you're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. They're allowing it to happen.
Mike, I remember this was probably a month ago. They played the Bears. And I'm watching the game, and Mark Schlereth's on the call. And Bowles gets called for four holding calls. Okay, this is a month ago. Now, I tune in Thursday night. I'm going to watch Thursday Night Football. And I go, oh, there's a hold. And I go, just subconsciously, got to be Bowles. He got dinged for two in the first half. And it's what you said. How do you not just tell him at that point, all right, here's the deal. You're going to be sitting now. What are they doing?
I don't understand how they get away with it. And I don't understand how the people are calling more for it and screaming about it, because it's ridiculous. And, you know, look, it's not Mike Munchak's one of the best line coaches in football. There's no doubt about that. He could do things. He's done a great job everywhere he's been. Tennessee is a head coach. Maybe not a great head coach, but a really good offensive line coach. He can't get this kid to stop holding. So if he can't get him to stop holding, what are you going to do? And people say, well, they don't have anybody better. Put a Coke machine out there. A Coke machine would be better. At least a Coke machine won't get called for holding. You still have to go around it. Like, you still have to go around it. You can't go through it. It's ridiculous that they're tolerating this, and it's because Elway picked them first. When ego becomes bigger than winning, you've got a bad franchise, and that's what they have.
Mike Lombardi joining us. Mike, you had a big take on the Lions this summer, and I'm paraphrasing, but you know, you were talking about how you thought, hey, there was a chance they could have the worst record in the league. I know there was a lot of buzz about Stafford, the injury, but we're trying to figure out what the hell they are anyways. They've had the lead every fourth quarter, but they've only closed out two of the games. Kind of give me your updated view on the Lions. What are they?
You know, they're a team that does a good job of avoiding losing, right? I mean, everybody says they could be undefeated. They could be winless, too. I mean, they could easily be winless. I mean, the Arizona game got away from them. I think they got tired in the fourth quarter. Charger game, I mean, I think the Chargers play that game back in their mind and say, how did we lose this game, right? You know, Kansas City won, but you could easily say, hey, Kansas City should have come in there. You know, Kansas City could have lost that game. I think what Matt's done a really good job of is playing the key theme in New England is we have to avoid losing before we can win. And I think that's what they've done a good job of, is they've avoided losing. They've been very good on all the key elements that are stressed in New England. Drive starters. Monday night, they start drives off with plays down the field. When you do that, you have a chance to win. Now, where they fell apart on Monday night was red zone, which is the number one thing in football, four-point plays. Red zone third down is going to determine the outcome of most games. And that's what happened in that game. We talk about the referee and Trey Flowers, but the reality was that game came down to the inability of the Lions to score in the red zone.
Amen.
I think the Lions are going to play everybody close. I think that's just who they are. I don't think they're talented on defense. I think the team speed, it shows up. They can't really rush the passer, but they do a great job of scheming. The players have bought in, and I think they keep the game close. So whether they play Tennessee or the Giants next week, or whether they play the best team in football, they could easily lose. I mean, the Eagle game, well, they beat the Eagles. You say, well, the Eagles had seven drops in that game, including the play at the end of the game that could have won the game. So they go back and forth. I think they're really playing hard. They're playing smart. And I think that's kept them in all these games.
So you're leading me to two places here. So let's start with the defense first, because I've talked about it this week on my show. Mike, the stats are unbelievable. Nobody rushes two people more than the Lions. Nobody only uses a three-man rush more than the Lions. And clearly, no one blitzes less than the Lions. So this is what drives me nuts, is you've got this defensive coach. And I understand bend but don't break and the red zone and all that. But, Mike, they're on the field for 70 snaps a week. That just is not sustainable, is it?
Not really, no. And I think this, I mean, this is the way Matt's been. I mean, Matt was this way in New England. New England has become way more aggressive since Matt left. You know, and Matt's idea is we're gonna take it down the field. We're going to force you into making a mistake. Eventually, you're going to make a mistake. They're also not very good at creating negative plays. I mean, they only have 22 quarterback hits going into today's game. I mean, they barely hit the quarterback. They only have 10 sacks. You know, they have 32 passes defended, right, which means they do, because they play so much man-to-man. But this style is not conducive. Every week it's going to be a challenge for them to continue this pace. They don't have enough team speed on defense, and that's their biggest problem.
You mentioned Stafford, okay, red zone. 3-for-13 on third downs on Monday night. Matthew Stafford's completion percentage on the season is only 61.5, but his red zone completion percentage this year is 53%. That is the most on-brand Matthew Stafford confusing stat ever, because he looks the part. There are times you think he's awesome, and then there's other times he's tripping over and falling on his face trying to hand the ball off and incomplete passes. Where are you at with Stafford?
I thought he's really kind of done a good job adapting to the offense. I thought he would fight the bevel offense. I thought that he would fight the fact that he's not in shotgun all the time. I think he's done a great job of buying into what they want to try to do. I think the problem when you get down the red zone, there's a lot of areas where you got to really run the ball. You got to control the line of scrimmage, and sometimes you got to run it in down there because they're forcing you to run it because of the way they play you. And it's a lot of tight windows down there to throw the ball into, and that's why your completion percentage goes down. Look, I think when you look at the Lions, they're just not talented enough to be able to do the things they want to do. Are they a draft class away? I don't know that. You know, because for me, I don't see the explosiveness on either side of the ball, and I think that affects them. They draft a tight end to help the red zone, and it really hasn't worked out in that area yet.
No, it's the same thing. They draft Hockenson. They go, his biggest ability is his blocking. He's a game changer. They can't run the ball. They're at 2.8 yards a carry. I mean, it's mania.
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard to run the football in the NFL, which you have to try. Like last night, like the other night when they were playing, you know, Denver's trying to run the ball against a base front. You know, and they can't run it. It's sometimes you have to run the ball against nickel fronts is when your best runs. And if people think that's what you're going to do based on your formations, it becomes even a bigger issue to run the football. And I think the Lions are just not as good as people think they are up front.
Mike, I really appreciate it. People, if you're not listening to GM Shuffle, you're insane. It's one of the best podcasts out there for football. We're definitely going to get a hold of you later in the year, okay, Mike?
Anytime. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Mike Lombardi, Game Day Uncensored, rolls on next.
That was Radio.com Sports NFL insider Michael Lombardi. You can listen to Michael Lombardi on his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on Radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.